bow your prayers this morning, depending on the Lord yet one more time as we look into His Word. Desire that the thoughts that He's given would be presented in the way that He would have them. I thank the Lord for that mansion as well. Thinking about this morning in Sunday school, we was talking about that a little bit. And it was made mentioned of the fact that we look at a world that we live in and realize how wonderful it is. There's different things in our world that we can be amazed at that God created. And the thought was presented that He created that for all mankind. But now He has a mansion for the redeemed. So if He's allowed, though, all of His creation to enjoy this world, what is that mansion going to look like? Oh, we can't begin to fathom and understand what it's going to be like. We have an opportunity, all of us, while we're here on this earth, to prepare to make it there. And God wants us all to be there with Him. Amen. That's not the thought this morning, but start talking about mansions, you get a little bit excited. Thank the Lord. Thought this morning about God's special care. That word care is defined as painstaking, which is showing or involving diligent effort. And it's a watchful attention. I couldn't help, as I was thinking about this thought, think about in a natural sense, those of us that have our parents or have been parents that have children, how much care do parents have for their children? You think about as when children are born, they're so little and they really need a lot of care, don't they? We have some new and old parents in the congregation. They're pros at it, but a newborn baby, the young one, they require a lot of care. And you think about the effort that it takes to ensure that they have everything they need. The watchful eye, it seemed like there's almost like even an extra sense that God gives parents. Maybe they almost hear the baby crying before they even cry sometimes. Maybe wake up and feel like, and then they go in and check, and then maybe that baby's awake. And just consider how much of effort is involved in taking care of little babies. And, then as children grow, when babies start to get a little bigger and they start to get mobile, there's still an extra effort and care that's required of their parents because they have to keep an eye on them. They can't just forget for a moment, that child gets mobile and they disappear for just a moment. What is that parent doing, thinking about? Where's the child? Where are they at? Where did they go? What are they getting into? So we think about all that is surrounding taking care of little mobile children, and then they get real mobile when they start walking, don't they? And then it's almost like there's extra the care, the level of it remains consistent, doesn't it? It kind of changes a little bit in terms of what's required, but there's an extra care there is, and that care that parents have is something that never goes away. But sometimes even despite all of the efforts as parents and trying to make sure that we see it, everything and just trying to protect and shield our children, protect them in some kind of way, there are still sometimes that things happen, don't they? I'm reminded of one of ours that did something that almost happened, seemed like before our eyes, and I didn't even have an opportunity to react. I couldn't scream or do anything. I just almost had to watch it in horror as one of our toddlers climbed up on a little stool and put their hand on a hot iron. In all of the care that endeavored to provide as a parent, I missed that one. I was across the room. What could I do? Oh, and I think about, then our children, They continue to get older. Does the care change? It doesn't change, does it? The type of care changes just in terms of them growing up, right? And then you think about then they become adults. And now the care makes a shift from a natural things. Now there's more of a care of spiritual things as they get into adulthood. Oh, I think about even just in relationships as well. Relationships between husband and wife. There's a care there, isn't there? You have a care for your spouse. You have a concern for them in all different kind of ways. There's certain things that you do for them because you care for them and you love them. And you recognize that if that's missing, then something's not right. Because that's not how God intended it to be. So as we think about this and this thought, I wanted to think about what about God? And the special care that God has for us, for his creation. When we think about God, he does not miss anything. He's always watching. I believe a verse of the song says something about watching over us every day and every hour. He's omniscient and he's omnipresent. And you know, isn't it a blessing to know that God is aware of everything? You know, that's a blessing for those that are endeavoring to serve and live for him. And even those maybe that aren't doing that yet. You see what I said? Not doing that yet is still a blessing because them knowing that God is watching can be a means for them to be able to turn that situation around so that they can be now glad. They can be glad to know that God is acutely aware of everything that's going on in their life. Oh, as I think about this, and I know that we think about God, he sent his son Jesus to the world. What kind of care did God have for his son Jesus while he was here on earth in the flesh? I'd like us to look at several examples about how God cared for his son Jesus. And then look at several scriptures about the care that he has for each and every one of us. I want to encourage us this morning to know that God loves us. God cares for us. He's concerned about us. And we know even in the midst of different things that we may be going through, maybe seem like you might seem like he's not there, that he doesn't care, but he does. I want you to know this morning that he does. He knows and he cares. So let's go back our familiar verse of scripture in Matthew. When Jesus was in trial and test, being tempted of the enemy, and God came to his rescue in the midst of that time. Let's go to Matthew, the 4th chapter, and read verses 8 through 11. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 through 11.
Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
And sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world.
And sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world.
And the glory of them.
And the glory of them.
It saith unto him,
all these things will I give
thee. All these things will I give thee.
If thou wilt fall down and worship me,
then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan.
Get thee hence, Satan.
For it is written,
thou shalt worship the Lord thy God,
and him only shalt thou serve.
Then the devil leaveth him,
and behold,
angels came and ministered unto him. Here God sent angels down to his son Jesus to administer unto him after he was in the midst of trial and test. You know the context of this is when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And this was one of several temptations that the enemy presented to him. But it seemed like even he went through several temptations. He got to that last temptation and said, "Devil, get out of here. I don't want to deal with you anymore." And when he left, then God came. He sent angels to him that ministered to him. You know, if God did that for his son, will he not do that for us as well? Maybe you feel like sometime you get trial and test and they just come in one after another. Just keep being faithful in the midst of it and look to the Lord to know that he has something special, that he can come and he can minister to us as well. So we can be encouraged by that. He sent angels, and the angels, it said, came and ministered unto him. I could imagine the refreshing, the inspiration, the strength that Jesus obtained from having those angels come and visit with him. No doubt, maybe he was a little bit down, a little bit discouraged. But that visit lifted him up. You know, sometimes that can happen for us as well. Maybe God will send some of his saints, won't he? Maybe you're discouraged. Maybe you're in a battle. And God will send somebody along that can uplift and encourage you. We thank the Lord that God can do that for us. Let's look at another case. We know, we think about Jesus, this someone mentioned it earlier. This is Palm Sunday. So the time leading up to when Jesus was going to be taken and to be crucified. So there were some things that he went through leading up to his crucifixion. So we're going to read about some of those this morning. But I want you to know in every instance, God was faithful, and he was right there for his son Jesus in those times. Each time that he came through some difficulty, each time that he came through some trouble, God was there for him to show that special care that he had for his son Jesus. Let's look in Luke, the 22nd chapter. Luke 22, verses 39-43.
And he came out and went
as he was wont
to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place,
he saith unto them,
Pray that you enter not into temptation.
And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast.
And he kneeled down and prayed.
Saying, Father,
if thou be willing,
remove this cup from me.
Nevertheless, not my will, but thine. Be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven.
Strengthening him. This is right in the time when he went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. And you know the story. He had several of his closest disciples that were there with him. And he asked them, "Can you pray with me just a little while?" Oh, but you know what happened. You know the story. Those of his closest disciples, he was about to face the most difficult thing that he had ever faced in his life. And they were asleep. So he cried out to God. And he asked, he said, "Father, if it be willing, remove this cup." But he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. I'm willing, you sent me here for a purpose, and I'm willing to fulfill that purpose that you have for me while I'm here." And you know, look at what God did for his son. Said, there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Isn't that special care that God showed to his son? Here, I see you in a condition where you need extra strength and help. So I send an angel down to uplift you and encourage you and strengthen you in the midst of this difficult situation. So as we think about just and no doubt all throughout his life, these are just a couple of the instances that we're reading about this morning. There no doubt was different times when he was facing difficulty and challenge that he was able to cry out to God and God came to his rescue. So he was aware of the fact that God at any time could send down some angels to administer unto him and to strengthen him. And as we read this next account, you'll understand now he's making mention of something that he could have done based on the things that took place here. So now he had prayed there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and that God sent the angel to give him some extra strength. And now they've come and they've taken him. They've captured him and they're taking him away. So let's go to Matthew, the 26th chapter, and read verses 49 through 53. Matthew 26, 49 through 53. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail Master, and kissed him. This is the time when Judas betrayed him. Right when he's being captured, Judas has come and he's letting those surrounding them know this is the one you want. So he called him, Hail Master, and he kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come?
Then came they,
laid hands on Jesus, and took him.
And behold,
one of them which was with Jesus stretched out his hand, and drew his sword, and struck a servant of the high priest, and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him,
Put up again thy sword into its place.
For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father? And he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. So all through the things that he went through in his life, God was faithful to him to administer unto him in his time of need. And now he's coming up to the point where he's being captured and taken away for our sake. And here he's got one of his those that was around him, I believe it was Peter, doesn't say in this account, but in here he was with them and he was concerned and he just felt like he had to do something. I got to do something. They're taking Jesus away and I need to do something. So he took his sword out and chopped off the soldier's ear, the servant's ear. But do you hear the response from Jesus? Put your sword away. You don't need that. Don't you know I could have called on my Father and he would have called more than 12 legion of angels to come and rescue me? He has special care for me. And if that was his will, that's what he have done. But you know what the purpose? He was going to the cross. He was going to the cross for you and I. So we recognize the special care that God showed to his son Jesus. So now I want us to look at several scriptures as it relates to us, his trusting children. He had care for his son, but what about you and I? Does he care about us in that same kind of way that he cared for his son Jesus? Well, let's look on it. There's a verse in Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 6 and 7. Luke 12, 6 and 7.
Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings?
Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings?
And not one of them is forgotten before God.
And not one of them is forgotten before God.
But even the very hairs of your head.
Are all numbered.
Fear not.
Therefore,
ye are of more value than many
sparrows. Our sparrow, I looked something up as it relates to sparrows. Sparrows are small birds. And according to the BBC.com site, there's 50 billion of them. There's 50 billion sparrows. And God notices the sparrows. So he notices the sparrows. But then, what about you and I? I know we've heard this scripture before and maybe read it many times. Who counted their hairs this morning? I didn't. Probably lost a few on the way to church this morning. You know, and I mean, you know, you got them on your head, a little bit on your face, and, he knows everyone. That's the kind of care that God has for you and I. So when you think about that, to care, I love my wife. I can't tell you how many, the number that's on her head. I've never sat down and tried to count them. But God, about each and every one of us. So that means he takes note of the stray ones that falls out when you brush your hair. And whatever else, and the ones that just fall out just in general. You know, we got eyebrows too. That's on our head, right? It's all part of this. He's taking note of every single hair. What kind of care is that? What that lets you know is he doesn't miss anything. That's what the encouragement is to us this morning. He doesn't miss anything. So even when we think in the midst of whatever we may be going through, whatever we may be dealing with individually, God is taking notice of it. He's very aware of everything that's going on in each and every one of our lives. If you don't think that scripture is proof enough, I'm going to share one more with us this morning. Let's go to Psalm, the 139th chapter, and I'm going to read verse 1 through 7. This just breaks it down a little. Because you can take that scripture there in Luke and understand that if God is aware of every hair, that he's aware of everything. But this scripture gives you a little bit more. And in case you didn't think that covers everything, here's a little bit more for us this morning. It says here in Psalm 139, starting at verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. All right? So, this is what that's saying. God takes note every time you lay your head down. Whether you're laying it down to go to sleep or if it falls over and gets you for a nap, he takes note of it. And when you get down and when you rise up, he's aware of that as well. Not only that, so he's aware of everything that all of us is doing all the time. It goes a little bit further here. It says, thou understandest my thought afar off. So you have an understanding of what's going through my mind at all times. All right? It says here, thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. You're acquainted with all my ways. And that acquainted is not talking about like an acquaintance. That means he's aware of everything that we do. And whatever thing that's going on in our lives, he's aware of all of that. Thou art acquainted with all of my ways. All right? For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whether shall I flee from thy presence? So in other words, again, God is aware and concerned about every aspect of each and every one of our lives. We sing a song in our book. I'd like to look at some of the verses in that song. It's number 180. And it's titled, To Know That He Knows. All right? And this song covers everything that you could be going through as you journey along this pathway of life. This song says, when my soul is oppressed with the sorrows of life. So in other words, when I'm in the valley, when I have trouble on every side, when all things seem to be going on that's contrary to me, and I'm struggling through things, the songwriter is saying here, when my soul is oppressed with the sorrows of life, and there's so much going on in my life that I can't even begin to think about what tomorrow might bring. And we shouldn't do that anyways. Tomorrow's not promised to us anyways. But we're just so caught up in everything maybe that's going on in our lives at the time. But the songwriter says, with my care-laden heart, then I flee from the strife and I weep out my woes in his arms. So the privilege that we have when we have all these things going on in our lives to know that God has a special care. He has a special concern for each and every one of us. And we have the privilege to be able to lay all that out before him. Isn't that what Jesus did? He did the same thing, didn't he? When he was there in the garden praying, he said, I need some help, Lord. Is it possible to let this thing pass from me? But then God sent some angels to give him strength. God can do that same thing for us. If you're oppressed with the sorrows of life, can't make it to another day, you can know that you can weep out your woes in his arms and know that God knows and is aware of everything that's going on in our lives, and he has what we need for us to be able to make it through. Now the second verse says, but what if I'm struggling along? If my best efforts fail, though my friends may reprove, when I sigh for their solace and prayers. So in other words, I've put forth all my efforts and it just seemed like every effort that I put forth, it just hasn't worked out. It's resulting in failure. But the encouragement this morning is to keep on going on. To keep, don't give up. Keep fighting, because God honors a heart that is sincere before him. And you can be assured to know that he knows, not only he know, he cares. And we have that same privilege, like the first verse, to be able to lay all that out before him and know that he can come to our rescue. Oh, you might be in the midst of trial. In the third verse here, though in trial I suffer, he keeps me content. In the midst of trial, God can give grace and strength and help to know I can make it through by his help. When I rely on my own strength, I'm going to fall every time. But when I look to him and know he's aware of it, and when I cry out to him and say, God, I need some more, then he can pour in more and give us what we need. When you're in severe trial or test, know that there's a reason and a purpose for what God has for each and every one of us. And the songwriter here says, though in trial I suffer, he keeps me content, sees before me the dangers prepared. And in mercy, his wisdom, the flames may have sent, that my soul greater woe might be spared. So what that means for each and every one of us is we may be going through trial, we may be going through tests to help us up for something that's coming along down the road, or to spare us for something that could come, because he's given us what we need in the midst of our trial to strengthen and uplift and encourage us in such a way so that when something else comes along, by the help and by the grace of God, we can just go right through it. You know, sometimes it's we have to be reminded, even in the midst of trial and test, God's aware. God knows what we need, and he's trying to help us out. And all we need to do is say, Lord, I need some more help. Instead of wondering, why am I dealing with this? Why do I have to go through this? Lord, give me some more strength. Give me some more help to be able to go through this in the way that you would have me to go through it. Because I know that you love me. I know you have a special care for me. And you're aware of everything that's going on. And you wouldn't have allowed this to come my way if I didn't have the strength to be able to make it through. He said in another place he wouldn't allow us to suffer more than we're able to bear. So God knows what we have on hand. And if we feel like we're getting a little weak, we can call on him and he can give us a little more. In that last verse it says, yes, my failures he knows, my sighs and my tears and the depth of my bitterest woes, by the deep consolation he brings for my fears, I am sure that my dear Savior knows. He's aware of our sighs and our tears. And there's a place in Psalm, the 56th chapter and the 8th verse, that talks about him bottling the tears. You can go that and read that for your encouragement. But just to know, you know, there's a song that talks about he counts every one of my tears, bids me cease from all my fears. So we can know that our sighs and our cries out to God do not go unnoticed. He's bottling those up. So he's aware. He has a special care, has a special concern for each and every one of us, his trusting children. Thinking about, again, those verses in Psalm, one writer said, God has perfect knowledge of us and all our thoughts and actions are open before him. God takes strict notice of every step we take, every right step and every by step, the writer said. We are and under the eye and hand of God. He's aware. He has a special care. He has a special concern for each and every one of us. This morning, this afternoon, whatever you may be going through, whatever your trial and test of life at this time, I want to encourage you this afternoon that God is aware of it. He's looking at you with a love and a care and a kindness and compassion. And he's ready to equip us with whatever we need in order to be victorious. You know what? We just need to, when we recognize, it should just be automatic, right? When trial and test come, just call on the Lord. Even if you feel like, you know what, I'm in a pretty good place. I feel like I'm pretty strong. I feel like I can make it. Why? Just call on the Lord. Just say, Lord, I'm in the midst of trial and test. I know you're aware of it because you know the number of hairs that's on my head. So you're aware of everything that's going on. Just call on him and say, I need some help. What do you think he's going to do? What did he do for his son? He provided strength and help for him, and he'll do that same thing for us. So whatever we may be going through in life, we can be encouraged to know God cares. God knows, and he wants to give us all that we need to help each and every one of us to be victorious. Maybe be encouraged. Maybe you're on the mountaintop today. Maybe everything is well today. Well, just keep on living a little while because you know how life goes. One day you're on the mountain and then the next day you're in the valley. So just be reminded, God knows, he knows when we're on the mountaintop. And he can help us and strengthen us in those times because we know that the valley's coming at some point. So be encouraged this morning, saints, this afternoon. God has special care for each and every one of us, his trusting children. And if you're in the place where you're trying to get away from him, where you're trying to hide from him, you can change that today too. And you can change that relationship so that care and that concern that you feel it in such a way that it can draw you closer to him. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. I desire your prayers.